and it worked, and so we had a great conversation.
Really?
Yeah, and then within, I don't know if we had another phone conversation, but I don't think so, because he said, hey, listen, I can do Skype. He does Skype, so I said, me too. So it worked out that, what's today? Today is Saturday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No, today's, what's today, Saturday?
Yeah.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, three nights, we did at least an hour on Skype.
Cool.
And we got into a lot of stuff, and he hasn't, I don't think he'd listened to any of the Worcester yet, but I told him what Worcester said, and then he would give his view of it. And he, I mean, after the first Skype conversation, he loved it so much, he wanted to have another one, and then he wanted to have another one, and he apologized he couldn't do one last night. We'd probably do one today. And he lives in Bombay, which is now called Mumbai. So we're having, so he's saying the same thing Worcester says. You know, he says, you're making me remember things I haven't thought of in 50 years. You
yeah,
know?
Of course.
Yeah, and so he's having the Bob experience, and he loves it. He wrote to me.
Well, you're just feeding him memories from his own stupid book, aren't you?
Yes, that and other things about Worcester he didn't know, updates about Worcester. Yeah, it's stuff he doesn't know and stuff neurolinguistically, you program mirror back to him his life, right?
Yeah.
I have a good memory, so I do it to him. So he gets hypnotized by it. But the, what was it, what was I saying?
The Skype connection, it's pretty clear. You're not experiencing echoes or delays and stuff?
No, it's perfect. Though on my computer, for some reason, it generally disconnects after 22 minutes or so. Whoever I'm talking to on Skype, it'll fall off. He says that his Skype never falls off, but mine's always falling off, and he just calls back.
Oh.
Now, what were they saying? So we did three nights, and we're he wrote an email the other day saying, it's really great to talk to someone who's a kindred soul, he says. You know, I don't have that many people talk like this around in Bombay.
Yeah, he's probably 80 years old too, huh?
It looks like he was born the day after Dave's lover, Vern, January 29th, 1928. Dave was born 4 months later on May 23rd, 1928. They're all the same age.
Yeah.
So I'll send you pictures of him now, a recent one, plus his 28-year-old Indian boy lover. He's got a young lover.
So oh, no. He's 80 years old. He's got a 28. Oh, no.
Yeah, I think he applies his guru background to getting laid. You know, helps impress the young kids. They think they're learning something. But he's very – so we're having very interesting discussions. So after two of the discussions – no, maybe the third, Thursday night, I phoned Worcester and updated him, and we had lots of ecstasies and delights about all that. So Bob Carr wanted Dave's phone number to phone Dave. So I then told Dave this, and he says, well, I would like to get that taped.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. One way would be to have – I don't know if Bob has three-way like I have. But he could just call you and then call Dave and then you tape it if I can't get in the loop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if he doesn't have that kind of thing, then I can't be done. Or can I get more than one person on there?
On Skype?
Next No, we're talking about normal.
Oh, on four. You'd have to call you. You know, sometimes they put you on hold, but you'd have to call your phone service. There's a phone number, a customer service on your bill there. Carolyn probably get it for you. You'd have to call and ask them that question.
Okay, because normally I can get you and Gerd on.
Yeah.
But to get someone else on might be a problem.
The biggest problem I can see is that you better find out what the long distance charges are India.
Oh yeah, I found out to England it's 7 cents a minute, to India it's 35 cents a minute. So preferably I don't want to do that. But he has free thing. If he could phone you and Worcester,
right?
But you know that would work if he could hook us up. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
What's that called? That's called call waiting, right?
No, it's called conference call.
Oh, conference call. Call waiting is just that you can receive other calls and you know they've called in or something.
Yeah.
You put someone on hold. Okay. So conference call, see if he can do it, because anyways, the important thing is to tape it. I don't have to be part of their conversation. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's them talking, whatever they're going to say. Maybe they do need me, though, to stimulate them. But
yeah, that's right, because Dave can start rambling, and
yeah.
Carr might not know how to navigate all that.
Yeah. So, let's sit here. So we're stuck here on Thursday. Dave wants to get it taped. Bob can go on Skype. So the question was, can you get it, Bob and I and you on Skype and tape it?
Oh, I could try.
I forgot to tell you. So Bob, this was the punchline. So Bob, after talking a day or so, the second night, I think, he liked it so much, he said, you know, I'd love to redo my book and spill the stuff that I didn't put in it.
You mean add confidential stuff that he didn't put in it?
Yeah, he suggested that.
Oh, cool.
So now we got Gerd, we got Worcester, now we got him. He wants to do that. So the three of us can do it. But if we could do it on Skype, then it doesn't cost me anything.
Right.
So there's that project. That's what it began. And then the next project was he'd like to talk to Dave. And Dave wants that taped. And I mentioned that to Bob Carr by email. He seems to have no problem with that.
Right.
He said that he does film work a little bit and over there. And he's not available the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Now, this is the 6th. Now,
you talking about Dave or Carr?
Carr does film work in India.
Oh, okay.
So he's been waiting the last few days for them to call him, and they finally called him, and he's not available 8th, 9th, at least 8th and 9th, which is, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday. So he's available maybe the 6th and 7th, which is tonight, tomorrow. And then I talked to Gerd, and for some reason, he can't do Sunday, but he can do Monday. We're doing Gerd Monday.
Okay.
All right? And that's at 9 o'clock. That would be 6 o'clock your time.
Right.
Okay, so that's Gerd. That leaves Sunday open. I'll try to get Bob Carr today. Meanwhile, you say you can't get your Skype going on Mac.
No, I could try.
You know how to download it? Is there any problem, or is your Mac out of date now?
I don't know what the problem is. I wish I knew. There's no information on the Internet. I don't know that anybody else is having troubles with theirs, because I'm not finding any...
Let
not finding any
solutions. Monsquaz knows a lot of stuff. Let me just see if I can get him while we're talking.
Okay.
Okay? And he's moved to his campus, and I haven't talked to him. It's time to talk to him soon, so. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. If it fucks up after 30 seconds, hang up, and I'll call the number and see if I get them, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Okay, I got Mons here, our Mac master. We need to start taping someone on Skype, and Scott's having trouble downloading into his Mac. Can you give him some guidance?
Yeah, sure.
So you got your computer there, Scott?
Yeah, let me tell you what I've been experiencing. Do I refer to you as Mons, or do you have another name?
Yeah, my name is Max, so you can call me Max.
Max, okay. yeah, I have an older operating system. It's OS 10, but it's like the Tiger. I think it's the most up-to-date Tiger. And I don't see any indications anywhere that Skype won't run on Tiger, and when I've checked the internet to see if people are having problems with it, I don't see other people having problems. But on my machine, like if I were to dial Bob, his thing will ring, and as soon as he picks it up, my Skype crashes, and it happens every time, no matter who I'm calling. I can call them, I can hear it ringing, and as soon as they pick up, it crashes, and I don't know why.
Well, yeah, Tiger's about 10.4, isn't it?
Let me double check it. Let's see if I go about this Mac.
Yeah.
It's 10.4.11.
Yeah, that's the last version of
Tiger. Yeah.
Maybe you can find a find an older version of Skype somewhere.
I even tried that and was unsuccessful. They're pretty hard to find the older versions, and I'm not even sure which one I would need. It's funny because, you know, if you go to Skype, they advertise that it universally works for OS X, and then they say, oh, and it really, you know, and we've got it updated for Leopard, so don't worry if you're running the new one. And so I don't know if it's something peculiar with my – now, are you aware of any security weaknesses with Skype? Because I could try running it on my PC, but I use my PC for business, and I'm really paranoid about opening ports up and using that machine for internet connections. I don't want to open up any vulnerabilities in it, so I tend to, you know, I prefer to do this kind of stuff on my Macintosh.
So, so you said you tried looking at both the Skype version. Did you actually find any?
Well, I don't remember. It was several weeks ago when I was searching. I think it took me like a half an hour to find a website that purportedly had older versions of Skype, and then I don't remember what happened. I either had trouble downloading it or it was too confusing as to what I needed to do to get the right one for my machine.
I guess maybe it was like version tracker, which I know it had sometimes it shows it, like a list of older versions, like on a drop-down menu.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if that might work, so I'll check that.
Okay. So can you do that while we're talking?
Yeah. Can you hear any noise in the background? That's music playing. My roommate's music playing.
No, I don't hear it.
Okay, good.
I hear mine, but it's very faint.
Yeah.
How big's your room?
Well, actually, I can show you a link of QuickTime VR of what the rooms typically look like.
But they're small, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
so I found the page for Skype on version tracker. It's and I did find a drop down menu with a lot of older versions. I just selected one. I'm gonna see if I can maybe download that version.
Alright.
Thank you. Yeah, I found that if you can find like the main download link for Skype on their official site and you
on which site? Version Tracker site?
I found a way. Well, I'm just using that as a list for reference for all the older version numbers.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I found is that the only link that we get on Version Tracker is the actual just the download link to the main thing. But
of the main Skype site.
Yeah, on their server, they still have a lot of the old versions.
On Skype.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm at the Skype site. I'm at Skype.com welcome page, and it has home and features and downloads. You think I should go to their download page?
Yeah. If you can get like the download link going, and if you can copy that link, I'll guide you through that.
Okay, well, I'm at the Skype site, and I'm on their download page for Skype 2.7. Is that where you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they still have, it seems like, old versions of, like, 2.6.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know if you... Can you just read me that link? Is it too long?
I can give you, like, a tiny URL.
What's that?
Tiny URL. It's a site where you can take any URL that's long and shorten it into a really tiny one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, tinyurl.com.
Okay, let me go there. I'm there. Uh-huh.
All right. Now, at the main menu, there's a at the end with the slash. There's a few characters I need you to type in.
Okay.
5D2.
Yeah.
Okay. D9K.
And that's it.
Yep. And just hit enter.
Wants me to download something, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, let me see what, that's version 2.6.
Right, it's a DMG file, okay.
Yeah, that's the disk image.
Okay. Let me just download that to the desktop. Okay, it's on my desktop.
All right.
And should I go ahead and, I don't know if this is going to open. It says Skype 260184DMG.PART. I probably want to get rid of the .PART, huh?
P-A-R-A-T.
P-A-R, yeah. After the DMG, it says .PART. I don't know. Oh, wait. Oh, that's because it was still partial. It was still downloading. Okay, it just finished downloading. I have a DMG file, and I can just go ahead and double-click that.
Yeah, unless it, on my Safari, usually auto-opens, you know, auto-mounts.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I have that feature. I'm not using Safari anyway. Okay, so I got Skype open, and I can drag the Skype thing, what, into my applications folder?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to overwrite the one that's in there.
Yeah.
So let me just go to applications, and I'm going to just drag the old one out of there rather than deleting it. And take the new one and drag it in there. Preparing to copy. It's copying. Copy. Uh, All right, it's in there. I'm going to double click and open it. And it's opening. This is 2.6.0. Skype has been updated. Do you want to allow the new version to access the same keychain items such as passwords as the previous version? I'll just say change all. Okay, I'm signed in. Now, it says I can do a Skype test call. Do you think that would be a way to test this to see if it's going to work?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll double-click that. Call me to test your sound recording error. Wait, hold on. Let me try it again. Well, it makes some little noises, and then it opens up a little window that says recording error. I'm not trying to record anything, so I don't know what that problem is.
What are you using to record?
Huh?
What are you using to record?
I'm not doing any recording. So I'm going to go ahead and click on the green phone icon and see what happens. Oh, there it goes. Yeah, nope, it says Skype test call echo 123. It does a couple of ringtones, and then it says recording error. Well, I don't know. I'm not trying to record anything.
But I'm not on.
Well, you're not on. That's why I didn't find you.
Okay, I mean, the Skype's sitting there passive. Should I go see if you're trying to call me?
Yeah. It's trying to connect to Bob Purple. What's your thing, Bob? Is it Bob Purple?
Yes, it's Bob Purple. I have to be quiet. Carol's sleeping, so... right near the computer, just a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start my Skype and see if I can find any problems.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be on. Oh, yeah, now he is.
Scott,
yeah.
call me in 15 seconds.
Oh, all right. Okay. Max, what's your handle thing, phone number?
I'll spell it out for you.
Okay, now, where do I put it in here? I need to know where to type it in.
Let me get that up.
Oh, I guess I could.
Yeah, there's a little plus icon at the bottom. When you hover over, it says add a contact.
Okay, done.
Yeah.
And
okay,
then.
Now, I'll spell it out for you.
Okay.
A-U.
Okay.
L-B-A-S-E-Q. You are.
Okay. A U A U L B A S E Q U R.
Yeah.
And then I click on search, or did I want to put that in?
Search.
Okay.
What's funny, Max, is you called me last week on Skype, and I go, who the fuck is AU, whatever it is, and then I looked at my list, they had no name, so that was you. You were calling me.
I didn't try to call you.
AUAUL tried to call me, I think it was, last week. It wasn't you.
Hmm.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe it was something similar. I didn't answer it for, I missed it or something. So I just thought, oh, it was you. But it ain't. I don't know. Yeah. You didn't try to call me. Okay. Yeah, you don't. Can you call? You can call me on Skype, right? You got my name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could call me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max, I'm trying to call you, and I'm getting the same problem I have when I do a test call.
Yeah, it accepted, but the thing disconnected instantly.
Right. And then on my end, it says recording error, which is really an ambiguous message since I'm not trying to record anything.
Bob, is the name Bardo Bob another name of yours?
Say that again?
No, that's me.
Bardo Bob?
That's me, Max. That's me,
okay.
Scott.
Okay,
who's
nameless one? Is that you also?
No. I don't know who that is. I don't think so.
Yeah, I just got a contact request from a person named Nameless One.
Yeah, I have a thing here that says Nameless. I see the word Nameless One on my thing here, but I don't know. I don't ever remember creating a name called that. Unless I was doing it when I was testing it.
Awesome. You sure you're not running like two Skypes at the same time, maybe? And I don't know, maybe you did set it up, that's assuming.
I don't know how to verify. No, I only have one running. It's in my taskbar.
Yeah.
I'm going to close it and reopen it and see what happens.
Okay.
Skype quit. Okay, I have no Skypes running open. Version 6.2. Signing in. And I'm gonna. Let's see, are you blocked? Because I have when I put my cursor over your name in my contacts list, it says that it's blocked.
Huh, that's odd. I don't have you blocked or anything. Wait a minute. I'm going to try adding you instead.
Okay. Oh, the other party is blocked by me. I must have clicked something when I added you. Do you want to edit your block list? Yes.
I went to the search and typed in the Bardo Bob thing, and it says that's your Skype name, but your full name is Nameless One. Maybe put that in like a, you know, kind of like the contact info field.
Oh, okay. How do I unblock you now that I've got you blocked? I don't know.
I'm trying to figure that out.
Manage blocked users.
Oh, yeah. Control click on my name, then in that contextual menu you should see unblock.
Okay. Yeah, unblock. Okay. Okay, I'm connecting to you. And ringing.
Yep.
Recording error.
Connection lost.
Yeah. Are you researching something, or are we just being, no?
So what are you doing now, then? Oh, okay. And it says your status is unknown.
Right, well, yeah, I don't remember how I set this up initially when I was first playing with it.
haven't tried that, like the text chat. See, maybe that works.
Okay. Yeah, did you just type the word test?
Yes, I did.
And then if I want to respond to you, where do I...
just in the text field below.
I don't see a cursor. I don't see a insertion bar.
It should be there at the bottom.
Oh, I see. It's down. I wasn't looking down there. Okay, so... I'm typing in the word callback, enter. Do you see the word callback?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, so we got that part going.
So you want me to try calling you instead?
Yeah, why don't you try calling me?
Okay,
so I'm going to go answer.
Their part is a problem with sound devices, it said.
Problem with sound devices?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that might be it. Go to your preferences. I think I may know what maybe caused it.
Preferences in Skype or in Mac?
Yeah, Skype preferences.
Okay.
And there's like a tab that the speaker and says audio below it.
Okay, got it.
Now, check and see what you've got there.
I have audio output built-in headphones, which actually goes out. I'm outputting through the headphone jack to a stereo. Audio input is blank.
Oh, yeah, I think that might be it. Try click on that drop down there.
There's nothing to click. I mean, clicking on it, but there's nothing in there. It doesn't drop down.
Oh. Do you even have a microphone?
Do I have a microphone? I don't know. I don't think it has a built-in microphone.
Oh.
I'm on a Mac Mini. If I was going to actually plug in a headset, I guess it would have to plug in through the USB port, because I don't think I have an import.
Yeah, I have one of those little iMic things. Yeah, you might want to try getting one of those. So I think that's probably your problem there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I was thinking if I could call out and I could hear somebody on the other end, then I would go make the investment in the headset and everything.
Yeah.
But it's not even going to let me connect without a headset, an audio input.
Yeah, any kind of audio input. I mean, I think the iMics are pretty cheap. You know, it's just like a USB thing with a sound in port on it.
Yeah.
I think most Macs even have a sound import anymore.
Mine does not. My Mac Mini, it just has a USB port. So I could get a headset that would provide me with a USB port, and it would have an earphone plus a microphone. And that would probably do the trick, huh?
Yeah.
Do you recommend any particular headsets? Like, are some better than others, or you're going to get...
I don't really have any experience with headsets. I mean, I'm using a MacBook that has a built-in mic on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you hear me coming out of the little speaker on your thing?
Yeah, I would. I'm just listening through the phone here.
Oh. Have you had pretty good success with Skype? When I tried it when it was sort of new, like a couple of years ago, maybe even 4 years ago, and I remember getting problems with echoes and all kinds of issues, delays, and so on and so forth.
Don't happen anymore.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better. I mean, especially that was like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, so let me, first of all, Mons, here's the background. I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. I've had one phone conversation with Bob Carr a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And then he's on Skype, three, they're all over an hour, three separate 1 hour conversations, really good stuff. And he would like since he knows Scott and I taped Dave, he would like to do an interview on stuff in his book and talk about things that he held back. So even blast it all out. So he would like to do that. Now, he could call me on Skype if we get Scott on Skype. Okay. We don't know if Scott can tape Skype. Can you tape Skype if we got you and me and Bob on there?
Another thing I was looking at is that someone created this program, like a plug-in that you can install that goes directly into Skype and allows you to record.
Good. So you have that?
Yeah, I have that. I don't know remember where I got it, but it was like a RapidShare or Mega Upload link. I'm trying to see if I can find that again.
Okay, but in this, if Bob Carr phones me on his Skype, can we get you in on it?
I don't know if we can do three-way conversations. Did we talk about that before?
No. Did we talk about it? No, I haven't talked to you about it. But I think I talked to Scott. But Scott never got off the ground because of this problem. But so I'm asking, can we tape Skype conversations?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I showed you how to do the audio hijack, but...
Yeah, I have a copy of audio hijack, and I see how I can turn on... I can tell it to record the Skype phone call.
Okay. I see. There's a way you can do a conference call on Skype.
I just realized if I could do it, then I don't need to have anybody else on.
Yeah.
But it's always good to have Scott or you doing it because you guys know what to do with it after.
Yeah.
So there might be a three-way or a conference call Skype?
Yeah, I type in three-way Skype into Google, and it came up with a tutorial on ehow.com.
Okay, so you're going to that to see how to do it?
Yeah, it's log into Skype with your username and password. Click the conference button, which is the very top of the window. I don't see a conference button unless I'm lacking something here. Alternatively, you can go to Tools and create it. Okay. I don't see. Okay, yeah. In the top menu, there's the call menu. There's something that says Start Conference Call.
Is this within the Skype system?
Yeah.
So we would get on Skype and then go there.
Yeah. So one of us could arrange that. I could get both your Skype names and just start that.
Right, so you could initiate it.
Yeah, I could.
And then you could tape us.
Yeah, and I guess we can have that be the plan, at least until I can find a copy of this. It's called Call Recorder, and it's by this company called ECAMM, ECAMM.
Yeah, and you would find something there. What would they do?
Like I told you, it's a plug-in that... automatically does all the stuff, and you don't need the middleman of audio hijack.
But the reason I need a middleman, either you or Scott, is that we need to put it up on websites or whatever Scott does, and I'd rather have him do all that.
Yeah.
And if you got it, you could send it to him.
Yeah.
And Scott could put it up to the site we use.
Yeah.
So that's why I'd rather have a middleman. I don't know how much I want to get into knowing how to do all these things, because I got to do all this other stuff, and I have to study the effects so you guys can be forewarned, you know. That's my job, right? So that's my alibi, not becoming a nerd. But I'd like to be able to do it all, but I find I don't have time. I got to do all this other shit that you guys aren't aware of all day long. So that's why it's good to have you guys backing up. So, Scott, you're listening. So Scott would be able to do this. Once his Skype is working, he could go to this thing you just found.
Yeah, at this point, I'm reasonably confident that if I just go get the headset, plug it into my computer so that it has microphone input, that it will probably be up and running. And I do have Audio Hijack, which provides me with the ability, apparently, to record Skype phone calls. I haven't tested any of this stuff, but it looks like it should work.
Is there a problem if Max tapes all this stuff? Is there a problem on the length of it, say it's 3 hours long, in him sending it to you?
Yeah, but it may be, you could use... Audacity to break it up into smaller files.
Yeah, well, yeah, that and...
You can put it on put file.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's not that Scott has to have it. We could just put it on the put file again, and it's there for anybody to hear.
Yeah, and there is a trick. I told you about it a while ago. It's if you go to the source of like a put file page of any particular file, then you can see the link to the directly the file.
Yeah, you're talking to me. You showed me that. Yeah. But what about that? I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Scott could do that. You know, if he wanted.
Oh, he could go get the file.
Yeah.
Because only Scott can put it on Dobbstown, right? Right, Scott.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so we could get it to Scott.
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, yeah, as long as we can get to Scott,
yeah,
that'd be good. So what else is to say? So the Bob Carr thing is really interesting. You realize he's talking to me. And so Bob Carr wants to talk to Dave Worster.
Yeah.
And Worster, talking Thursday night, he said, well, I'd like to tape that.
Yeah.
Now, Dave's not on Skype. He's only me on the phone. We're going to have to phone him. So do you know how one... Okay, I can hook you and Scott up on the phone. Can I hook anybody else up? Do you know anything about phones?
Call-in and call-out. That's stuff that costs money.
Right, so I'd have to reserve that. I'd have to pay for that and get it.
Yeah.
Right. So, but then I get it, and then I can, it's like, you know, I can conference call more than two people. Okay, so I would call my phone company about that.
No. It's an arrangement you can get directly from Skype.
Oh, I'm not talking about being, I'm talking about just since Worster is not going to be on Skype.
Yeah.
We and Carr wants to talk to him. That's going to have to be a phone call.
Conference call on the phone. And Bob has never tried to put more than two people on a conference call. He doesn't know if he can do that.
Do you know if I can? Well, if you did, you would say, I'd have to phone my phone company, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. It's just a phone conversation. If you didn't want to put Skype in it at all.
Right, just a phone conversation. I could do that, phone the phone company, and I'll pay something extra, and then I can do it.
Yeah.
Or your service may allow you to conference call more than two people the way you have it set up now. It's just that you don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I have to call them up. Okay, wait a minute. There is a little booklet. Just a second.
Max, are you on your computer a lot during the day?
Yeah.
So once I get Skype up and running, I could call you and we could chat?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Because I'd be interested, you know, you're one of the few people I've met who has is interested in. I mean, you know, I look at all the work you've done in terms of putting up all Bob's radio shows, and I recognize that you've actually been following Bob pretty carefully, and not a lot of people have, so I'd be interested in talking with you about that myself, just to see how you vector in what your interest is, what you think about Bob, and so on. So we could share, you know, that information.
Yeah.
So you'd be open to that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So looking at the booklet that comes with the phone, it says, three-way calling. Are we three-way here or two-way?
We're three-way.
Okay, it says three-way calling. Three-way calling allows you to add a third party to an existing conversation. Make a three-way call. Anonymous call reject. Additional charges blocking. So it seems to indicate only three-way in the booklet.
Well, call the customer service and ask them, you know, if they can provide the conference calling for more than three people.
Okay, so what else? And Scott, you don't have it.
No.
Yeah, so if you had it, you would be able to call me. No, then we all, then to get, so if Bob Carr has it, that would be good. Then he could get you, Scott, and Worster on it, and you could tape it.
Right.
I don't have to be part of that one, though it might bog down without me there, but at least something could be taped. So I'll have to see if Bob Carr has three-way. Okay, so what's been going on, Mons? You're in your new place. Been very busy the last week, so I haven't been able to call you.
Yeah.
So this turned out to be a good time to call. It's useful. Anything you want to mention?
No, nothing I can think of right now. Maybe there was something, but...
What about the John Stewart? Okay, Scott, have you heard the John Stewart show that James and I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think of that? What'd you guys think of that? You can be honest. I don't care.
I know. I just kind of processed it. That's about it.
Have you heard it, Scott?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I like all your shows. I thought it was cool that you put a challenge out to Stewart. I hope he responds. I doubt he will.
Well, those writers, I think, do scrounge up some... I'm sure his writers do scrounge some obscure places.
Yeah, they'd be the kind of people interested in... They could be something that they could make fun of, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to listen to anything.
Well, you make fun of someone who's already a public figure. You don't make fun of someone that nobody's ever heard of on television.
Right, but it might give them ideas.
Yeah.
They could make up something.
I mean, the problem is they don't have enough background on you to really understand where you're coming from. You made some very lucid points. Now, if they're tuned in enough to be able to hear what exactly it is that you're saying, they may go, we could take this show to the next level here. We got somebody who's really unique, who's talking about the media in a way that is going to upstage John, but then do we want to upstage John and potentially get him replaced with this Bob Dobbs guy? Well, I don't know if our paychecks are all hanging on this. I don't know if we want to do that.
Anyway, yeah, so I was just wondering if you thought there was some clarity in it.
Yeah,
okay, good. Because I think I'll continue. I had found the article just given to me the night before. So, oh, good, serendipity. This is something to critique. I went, like, I did the whole Soul for 6 weeks or whatever, the Soul series. Now I'll do the interesting role that he plays. I think I want to do more than one show, so I was wondering how it went. So it went okay. You guys thought, okay, that was interesting.
Bob, it's you're the only man alive. Come on.
Oh, okay.
And Max and I are the only two guys alive enough to be able to hear what you're saying.
Yeah, save it. You guys should meet, and you have, so that's good.
Well, when you were looking for your phone book, I asked Max if I could, once I get Skype going, if I could call him.
No, I heard all that.
Yeah,
good. So doing that was fun with James. I like the way James halfway through said, hey, Bob, address Mr. Stewart, you know, address him, rather than just talk to James. So that was cute.
Yeah.
So I was there trying to address him, and I found it funny when I said, okay, Mr. Stewart, I said, James, Mr. Stewart's gone out of the room. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes. So we talked to James on the side. Then Mr. Stewart came back in the room, and we back to talking, tirading him. And I punched like, you should be ashamed for doing lousy comedy. As a comedian, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Right.
So there's that. Have you heard?
You know, the funny thing is, Bob, everybody gets that Stewart is doing is not any more real than the subjects that he's the people that he's lambasting or the political process that he's lambasting.
Right.
But they don't. But nobody's ever articulated it before.
That's right. No one's ever.
You subconsciously you get it, but then you just tune in because it's the only alternative to the mainstream, and it provides some contrast,
which is the only way you can process the TV body. It's an old environment. We're already meta in relationship to it, so you have to have someone do the meta on the news because nobody has time or cares about processing direct TV body news. See, so he's in that position of being actually the chip body commenting on the TV.
Right.
And the young kids only want to hear that. They don't want to take this. I don't want to hear this. So I hear a guy talking about it, making fun of it. That's the only way we can accept spending the time processing the irrelevant news.
Right. And then there's you reappeared commenting on the disappeared state, which is a comment on the chip state. Stewart is chip state commenting on the TV state. So if we could get you all linked up, we could get the whole thing going.
I mean, they rave about him when he went on CNN and made fun of whoever those guys were back then. I saw that when I was in Toronto in 2004. Someone showed it to me on YouTube or something. Or maybe it was on tape. But I always find everybody thinks, wow, Stewart was great. If I was in that fucking middle of the dialogue, I'd scramble it to a better level. These fuckers don't go.
But the problem, I think the problem is, Bob, is that people would start turning their TVs off, which would be good for media ecology, but it wouldn't be good for Stewart's ratings.
That's right. We put him out of a job. I'm here to put everybody out of a job.
He'd put the TV body out of a job, and that ain't going to happen because too many people are making a living off of it.
That's right. But let's not have anybody claim that they're doing something significant.
Yeah.
You're not significant. I'm significant.
You know, I just realized we're all probably living in the Sierra Desert, and there's this oasis of a mirage going that we're all living in, and you're the only one that's pointing out the mirage.
Well, that's the story of THX 1138. Have you seen that, Max?
No, I haven't.
Famous George Lucas movie. That's a good one because it's Robert Duvall. Eventually, everybody has disappeared, zombies, and he gets out of this out in the desert enclave, you know, early version of The Matrix, video version of it. But that's me. I'm outside teasing people to come on out. But inside it, it's different from THX.
Terra, in, around, and through, and outside, inside.
Yeah, you said Terra?
Terra. P-A-R-A.
Do it again.
I said you're para. You're not inside it or outside of it. You're inside and outside and all around.
That's right, para. The disappeared state is a para state. It includes being in the reappeared state is a para state. That's a good point, Scott. Yeah, it includes the disappeared levels. You know, Thiel said paramodern is better than modern or postmodern, because postmodern means you cut off from modern. But you include the modern and the postmodern and the real situation, para. So, yeah, this is a way of explaining being reappeared.
And disappeared at the same time, because para goes through the disappeared and the reappeared.
Yeah, we have a new dialectic. You guys are disappeared. I'm para-disappeared.
You're disappeared squared.
Yeah. And then you guys are reappeared but don't know it. And I'm para-reappeared or reappeared squared. You're writing all this down, Max? You're the guy, the accountant, who has to define the terms. You getting this, Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on here. So it's just great to have the hour with James. First time I've had an hour without too much interruption and having sort of James be supportive, you know. Say, yeah, you're right, Bob. You're fucking right. That's right, Bob.
Right. James thinks he understands what you're saying, which is good because he responds in the affirmative.
Yeah. And he always has some story that fits.
Right.
You know, an example. There's what happened? Let me think. Wait, did something happen in Alt.Slack? You don't go there, do you, Mons?
No, not really.
But if you look at the threads in the Bob Dean Fest sticky, right, you'll see what I post, and you could go there and see. But they're arguing. I posted my coup at CKLN. Big things happened at CKLN. And actually, I'm behind the whole thing, and Greg and Danny are doing it. And they've gotten 30 people fired. It's incredible what's going on. Mike Dyer and the old guard called me up or emailed me and said, Bob, what the fuck's going on? How did this happen? So they're shocked and amazed. So it's happening. So I tease all Slack. So, of course, they read the news story. There's nothing about me. Then they say, well, again, he's claiming that it's about him, but he's not mentioning the news story. These guys are so naive, they think that I would be mentioned in the news story. They don't even mention Greg and Daniel. So then Linus Minimax, as ad absurdum, posts a rebuttal to these guys, saying, look, I was with Bob. Bob doesn't even know any of these people. And then ad absurdum, who was in Toronto with me in October, hung out with Greg and Daniel and me and everybody. And so he reports these facts. And they don't know what to do with that. But he didn't know that Greg and Daniel were back on. So I posted that. And I said, here how our guys won their lawsuit, blah, blah, blah. And they say, well, and the All Slack people say, well, You're not mentioned in Greg and Daniel's website, as if I should be mentioned, but they don't know that the title, International Connection, was my show. So they screw up on that. Ad Absurdum has not come back. What's funny, Stang claims to ignore my post, but he had to come into this one, and Ad drew him in because Stang kind of respects Ad because he's a good writer, or he thinks he's a good writer. And so when Ad showed up, then Stang said, okay, we got a Dini here who's articulate. Tell us, first of all, Stang says, I have a stake in CKLN because our Slack is played on there. And so he says, Ad, tell me more. So Ad couldn't tell more because he didn't know the latest. So that allows me to come in and tell Stang, well, here's the deal. Here's what's going on. And then he usually doesn't respond to me. He pretends he's kill-fouled me, but he is monitoring everything that I post. So it became a good threat.
Was the hour of Slack on KCLN way back when you were on it in Toronto?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was put on about, say, 5 years ago, because one of the church, David Bachner is a member of the church, and he lives in Toronto, and he created one of Stang's websites. So he's been involved with Stang for a long time, and he got on CKLN.
Oh.
But what happened is that I serendipitously in October met his former co-host.
Right.
And he told me all about the whole hidden ground of what he and Bachner did and how it happened. And there was some synchronicity between him and the McLuhan Center and me. So I got the inside, as I always end up doing accidentally. He just showed up. He drove by when me and Convulsionaire, who's Andrew Roberts, were sitting in a cafe in the village in Toronto. And he just happened to come by, and Andrew knew him, so he comes over. And then we talk for a couple hours, and then we find out all the secrecy. Then I figure out, oh, he's working with Bachner. So then he finds out about me, and he heard about me. So that all worked. So when Stang enters the fray, he has to be very nervous every time. He says, well, this and that. So then I post a bunch of shit about Bachner that Stang didn't know, either didn't know or didn't know that I could know this. So I always was, I'm able to come in with stuff at the right time that he would be shocked that I knew. So I explained what happened to Bachner. You know what happened to David Bachner, the hour Slack guy? He got so addicted to all-night radio, he could make lots of money in the computer industry. I don't know what he did, but he was in that industry in some format because he did Stang's website. He quits the computer industry, becomes a trucker in the United States so he could listen to all-night radio.
Mm.
Driving around the country, listening to all-night radio. I mean, maybe he's taping it, but he freaked out.
Wow.
So Stang doesn't know I know that, and I wouldn't know that unless I met somebody who knew him, and I accidentally did meet him. The guy that knew Bachner gave me the background.
Wow.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff. So I need to call up Ad Absurdum, whose real name is Brian Taylor, and update him on what's going on so he can have more ammunition to nail Stang and those guys.
Right.
But